Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wake up, DC, MDVA. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? It's very easy. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at CakesFlops on the Instagram, joined by Eric Bickle. Can't hear EB at this point. We'll move on to Jason Bishop, joining us from the Ashburn VA.
What's up, boys?
What is up, man? I think EB's having some tech difficulties. Oh, there he is. I believe he's checking in from the Inkton. There we go. There we have him. And we got the boys behind the glass from D.C. I believe today we have Drab T-shirt and Cody Betts. So that is your group.
What's up, boys? Hey, buddy. Yeah, I've got 12 monitors in front of me. Bright,
you know,
lights.
Maybe the lighting director took the morning off for Jason.
He does every morning.
Yeah. It takes him a little while.
Yeah, it was like 80 degrees yesterday. A little warm. Cooler this weekend in the 60s, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was nice down in Augusta yesterday. Weather looked great. Yeah, I really enjoyed watching DJ and Rory chop wood all weekend. I like to watch the emotion, especially after first-time winners. Finally, you take it down. But you know, they're right. I mean, there wasn't a lot of drama. I was hoping for a little bit more, but it's still cool to watch, especially when there's guys making charges and, you know, young.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure Hideki was emotional because he won and also because of the reports that he could make up to $500 million plus in endorsements off of that Masters win. So that would certainly make you emotional going forward. Some said that was a conservative estimate because they said in golf crazy Japan, he has a 30 plus year runway of endorsements at roughly $20 million per. And people said the $20 million per is kind of light. So, I mean, he could be looking at a much bigger windfall. It's crazy.
He could probably run for president and win in Japan.
I'm sure he could.
I mean, yeah. And he can speak it a little bit. I mean, it's very broken, but he just doesn't feel comfortable answering questions. I mean, because you can hear him talking to other players. You can hear him talking to the fans. But he's been doing that forever, you know. He's been doing that for years. So do I. I was thinking about that yesterday, getting a little emotional myself watching it yesterday.
Hey, but you know what? The next major isn't it in late May?
Yeah,
it's not that far off.
No,
so I know you have to process your grief that the Masters is actually over, but it's not that long until you crank up the next one. And I know it's not on the same level as the Masters. I understand that.
Right.
But it's, you know, because of the compressed schedule, it's right upon you. It's quick.
Right. I mean, if you would have told me before the tournament started that, you know, Phil and Stenson and Ola Thabel, who hadn't made a cut in 6 years.
Right.
And Stuart Sink, all those guys were going to make cuts. And DJ and Rory and Sergio and Cantlay were going to miss the cuts. So I would have said, all right, how much you want to wager on that? And that's exactly what happened. I mean,
nobody. Nobody took Hideki. So the pool's going to run. Got to have the winner. So we're gonna double it down for the PGA Championship in Kiawa next month. Yeah, nobody took Hideki. I was kind of shocked when I looked at the list.
But, Eric, I was just saying that if you would have told me before the tournament started that all those old guys, including Ola Thabel, were going to make the cut, and all those studs, including the number one player in the world, were going to miss the cut, I would have said, let's wager on it right now. I mean, that's exactly what happened. I mean, Stenson has missed almost every cut this year and shot an 85 at the Players' Championship. He makes the cut, and DJ misses, Rory misses, Cantlay, he was terrible. I mean, it was just a strange tournament that way. Yeah, and I don't think he's made a cut at the Masters since 2015. So it was just one of those weeks. And, you know, I mean, Schauffele kind of making a run had cut it to two, and they come to 16, and he hits that 8-iron short, 184 yards. I mean, people who don't play golf have no idea how long that is to hit an 8-iron, 184 yards, especially with the pressure. And he did, and he was short, and he's in the water. Game over for him. And took all the pressure off Matsuyama. Matsuyama was just okay yesterday. I mean, he bogeyed 16, he bogeyed 18. You know, he didn't have to par 18 to win, but he was just okay. I mean, Zalatoris played better, Spieth played better, Schauffele played better by a stroke, Rahm played really well, but he had that big lead because of that round on Saturday where he shot 65. He was really good on Saturday. You could tell how frustrating it was for him because he was missing short putts on Saturday. You know, his body language was not good. And then, as you mentioned, he tripled 13 on Saturday, and that, you know, he was done. I mean, there was some drama there on 15, when Matsuyama hit the ball in the water. And that's when Schauffele had closed it to two, and then they get to 16, and the drama's gone.
Well, that's why they are, right, that's why they are where they are, because they can handle that sort of pressure. They don't become completely unhinged.
Yeah.
I'm sure that DJ was happy he had to hang around the whole weekend just to give Hideki his green jacket.
Exactly.
After he missed the cut. I'm sure he's fine. But
he's just very uncomfortable in those settings.
Right.
He just looked very uncomfortable because it's very quiet and you know, the Butler Cabin vibe is just, you know, what it's like. You can hear a pin drop in there. And when they, you know, they said Fridley went to DJ and congratulated him for winning in November, and then puts the jacket on, and then they immediately go to break. It's kind of a weird vibe when they go to the Butler Cabin after the round. Mm-hmm.
No, but the pickleball schedule for 2021 is yet to be released. It's still TBD. And that's usually like a week, like a Tuesday night thing. And usually is it a weekend thing. Mm-hmm. So we haven't kicked off the 2021 campaign yet.
Cakes, getting back to the Masters real quick. Think about Will Zalatoris, who's 24 years old. Okay. Still doesn't have full-time exempt status on the PGA Tour. It's coming. But 24 years old, he wins $1.2 million for his solo second spot. That's
pretty nice.
And he won 400 and some grand at the U.S. Open, where he finished sixth. I mean, he's just a complete stud. But 24 years old, clocks $1.2 million this week.
Yeah, I would say that's life-changing money for anybody, whether you're 24 or 74 years old. If you pocket $1.2 million.
Well, it's the tip of the iceberg
for him. Yeah, he's just getting started.
I mean, he's gonna win majors.
He's going to win majors. He's going to play in Ryder Cups. He's going to be really good.
He played in Tom's Korn Ferry event, and he was all he had to do was birdie 18, which is a par 5 there at Chicago Highlands, you know, a very birdieable hole. He ended up parring it and lost to Lexi Thompson's brother. Mm-hmm. Tom said he was super gracious, great guy, super appreciative, and you could obviously see the talent. I mean, the guy didn't even have really any status anywhere a year and a half ago.
Right.
And now he's already top 50 in the world.
Yeah. He's got a ton of sponsors, exemptions, but he's coming back to the Masters next year because the top 12 – come back. So he's back there next year.
Jason Sobel had a great tweet yesterday, real quick. I want to see if I can find it.
He's going to be on the show later today, too, by the way.
Oh, is he?
8:20.
Oh, good. Well, let me find it real quick. He had a great tweet yesterday about, I'll have it right here, about how old, what's his name is? Zalatoris. At that, 24, at 24, yeah. He's still old, as young as he is, he's still older than a whole rack of guys, including Colin Morikawa, Sungjae Im. Let me see. I got it right here.
By the way, Zalatoris has missed one cut, one, in the last 2 years.
Think about this. Zalatoris might be new to contending at major championships, but he's actually older than Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland, Sungjae Im, Matthew Wolf, and Joaquin Niemann. Mm-hmm. So think about that. That is the new breed right there, those guys. Right, so for those of us that are missing Tiger, I saw a lot of people lamenting, and I'm with you. Miss Tiger, you know, in the majors, especially at Augusta. Golf is in good hands. They got a lot of talented superstars under the age of 24. They're going to carry this game, you know, over the next couple decades.
I just can't relate to the Zalatoris kid for two reasons. One, he's great at golf. And two, he's butt skinny. He's so lanky.
Did you hear what his waist size is?
I think was it 28?
Yeah, I would guess 28. 30. He's a 28.
Yeah.
I think I was a 28 waist when I was like 8.
I mean, it's distracting how skinny he is.
He's so skinny.
I mean, they say he weighs 165. I mean, I would be shocked if it's even 165.
No way. It's got to be like 140.
No, he looks so thin. He's rail thin. But he's wiry strong, man. He just pummels the ball.
He just crushes it.
You know, he's fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's really fun to watch. And he's going to be around for a long time.
Well, I'm psyched to talk to Sobel. What time is he coming on, Cakes?
He is scheduled for 8:20 from the Action Network. So we'll talk with him. And we'll have Coach Peter LaViolette from the Washington Capitals.
Another win.
We'll talk about that more.
It's like six straight wins before he's coming on the show.
They just punished the Bruins last night. It was fun to watch, especially the first period. Just, you know, it's piling on three goals. There was a fight 4 seconds into the game. So we'll talk to Coach LaViolette about that. When we come back, let's touch on that Caps win. Get into the Junk Sports page. As I mentioned, Jason Sobel at 8:20 and Peter LaViolette coming up on the show at 9:20.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 6:40, we will take you through the Junkies Weekend Parlay. What went right? What went wrong? So we'll take you through that coming up at 6:40. But right now it's time for the Junk Sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
Man, I just had such a bad weekend on FanDuel.
Oh, rough betting weekend?
Lots of red. All right, lots of red. Yeah, I have to go through it.
It's never good when that happens.
Luckily, I wasn't putting up a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I was going for some parlays, a lot of baseball parlays. But I had some golf matchups.
Okay.
I had some live bets. Man, it was just L. W-L-L-L. I mean, just so many L's.
I think the books did relatively well because, I mean, nobody had Hideki winning the Masters. I mean, nobody had that ticket. I mean, people were betting on the Spieths, the Rorys, the JTs, the DJs.
Yeah.
So you bet on them, you're giving the books your money this past weekend.
And then I'm sure that, after Rose had his decent round on Saturday, that they probably live bet him. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know. It was a bad weekend. I mean, I just enjoyed it, doing it. I'm not betting to make the money, but when you have so many L's, frustrating.
Sure. It hurts your confidence going forward.
But one game that I did have yesterday.
Yes.
I had the over in the Caps Bruins game.
Very well done.
That one.
That was an easy win, over 6.5. They bounced back from that loss they took to the Bruins a few days ago. And, of course, they lost 8-4 to the Bruins a few weeks ago. That's when Tommy Wilson, I can't remember the player that he crushed, but he started serving that suspension right after that game.
Yeah, that was in early March. I can't remember the dude's name either.
Right.
I'd have to look it up.
But a pounding yesterday, 8-1, in Boston, too. In Boston, makes it even better.
In Boston, and Brendan Dillon dropped the gloves right off the face-off.
What was up with that?
We'll ask Coach about that. But that had to be like either in the pregame or like right when they came out of the ice for the puck drop. I mean, they clearly knew what was happening.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were going at it. And Dillon was just raining punches down on that dude, on Chris Wagner.
Wagner, right. I wonder how that starts. I mean, like you said, it's something in pregame, but are they cordial about it and say, dude, let's just drop?
I think they just give each other, or do they
hate each other?
I don't know. Maybe there's history there that I don't know of, but I think that those dudes, there's just a code, man. Like when they look at each other and they kind of nod to each other, they just drop the gloves and then it's on.
Right.
It's go time.
And I wonder, do the refs already know? I guess they probably do.
They probably have a sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
So I just wonder, how many goals did they finish with? Eight?
8-1, yeah.
How did they score eight goals?
And by the way, I don't believe Boston pulled the goalie. I think he gave up all eight.
Gross. Well, here's how Obi doesn't get one when they pot eight. Sherry, Eller, and Oshie each scored two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when that happens, there are not that many left to go around.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know I checked the box last night, and then it was the third period, and I saw they had scored eight. And I went, ooh, I wonder how many Ovi's got. And
yeah,
I think he had one dime.
Right.
And he had nine shots. It wasn't like he wasn't taking shots. He took a bunch of shots.
He had the volume up there, yep.
If you didn't watch it, watch Lars Eller's first goal of the two. I believe it was the second goal of the game.
That was a great
Somebody
goal.
Somebody tweeted me about it.
Thing of beauty. I mean, Hagelin goes in and gets the puck and feeds it to Eller, who just completely undresses the defenseman and then puts it past the goalie. It was really nice.
Yeah, so Dowd, Eller twice, Osh twice, Sheary twice, Willie. Who am I missing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I guess that's eight. That's eight, right? Yeah. So, man, just a pummeling of the Bruins.
Loved it.
And they've played each other six times. I believe they're 3-3. They got two more games. They got one coming up on the 18th, and then their final game's on May 11th. But, again, it's been a lot of goals scored so far in those six games.
And that was the type of game where they just pounded them in the first, but I was like, I can't turn away from the game because I've done that recently, and then I'll turn it back on an hour later, and it's either a one-goal game or the Caps are trailing. But there was no hope of that happening yesterday. I mean, they completely snatched the Bruins' souls away from them in that game. They were dead.
Cakes, you know how you're over golf? Like, you're over it, right? You're
pretty much over
whatever.
It, yeah.
You had your period part. in your 20s, maybe early 30s, where you enjoyed it somewhat.
Yeah, correct.
I feel like you missed your calling. I can't believe you were never in, like, a beer league, hockey league. If anybody wants to invite Cakes, I think this is – Cakes loves hockey. It's probably his favorite sport.
Yeah, but I like
he,
watching
actually,
it.
When he was a kid, he could skate pretty well.
I mean, I can.
Well, I don't understand why you weren't in a beer league.
I mean, I never. It's something I never got into playing. I've always enjoyed watching the sport, but I've never.
You should play.
I mean, who knows?
10 years.
Too late now.
Yeah, 10 years. I think you could do it.
I almost feel like what Jason said. Too late. I'm 50. I'm going to start playing beer league.
Extremely late. But there are old turds that play hockey that are terrible.
I understand. And I would be terrible because I can barely skate forwards and I can't skate backwards. I mean, that's been documented.
You were a decent skater when you were a kid. I remember. I mean, I'm okay.
I'm okay. I think I top out at pretty okay at skating.
Right. When you and JP,
you know how quickly he would tear an Achilles if he went out there right now.
You're probably right.
You should do it. Remember when you and JP did that thing with the Caps with Boudreaux and all the guys, the media day bit?
Yeah,
we've done it several times. You're better than JP.
The last time, well, I mean, he can barely skate, so of course I'm better than him. But you know, with the other media members that are there, I was decidedly mediocre towards on the lower end. And the last time I did it, which was like 2 or 3 years ago, I definitely bruised my rib, and it took me like 6 months to recover. I'm a very delicate flower, EB. You know this.
Yeah, it's true. That is true.
I mean, EB, he'd get hurt so quick.
I don't know if I'm cut out for beer league hockey.
I just know quite a few guys that do it or have done it, and I just feel like, you know what? Cakes missed his calling.
Maybe as a one-off, I'd be happy to do it. Like if somebody invited me out, hey, come
someone
on out.
Someone needs to invite Cakes. Like, yeah.
Maybe he'll get so many invites. Maybe I would get the bug, but maybe I would just be like, "It was fun as like a one-off type of deal." And I think you would love it. Don't really want to go back. I don't know.
I think you would love it.
Maybe
I think you would love it, and you'd love hockey.
Yeah, but I might just kind of like it instead of love it. You know what I mean? Right. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what else? Is those games, a lot of them, are so late because they're like
at midnight. Yeah,
because ice time.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't. Even on the weekend, ice time
in this area is so valuable, and it's hard to get ice time. So, like, even kids, you know, 12, 14-year-old kids, sometimes their practices and games are at 10 o'clock.
Right.
So you can imagine what the beer league games are. They're probably late.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to go out to a beer league game at 12:30 at night. Just because that's when the ice time is available. It comes free.
So, Cakes, the Islanders are they still win at home. They won yesterday. They beat the Rangers. They're now 18-2-2
Are you taking advantage of that, by the way? Have you hopped on that bandwagon and bet them when they're playing at Nassau? You should be.
I mean, a few games. I didn't yesterday.
Right.
I should have. I just keep thinking to myself, there's no way they can continue this.
Well, plus your odds are going to stink, too. I mean, you're not going to win any money.
Yeah, I think the odds weren't horrible yesterday against the Rangers, but they weren't great because I think the Rangers just beat them a few days ago. But anyway,
they did.
The Islanders, they win again. They're 18-2-2 at home. Look, the Caps are really good at home. They're 13-5-2. But the Islanders, they literally never lose there.
Yeah, and the Caps are very good on the road, too. I think they're the second best by percentage winning on the road in the league at this point.
Right. So the Caps will play the Flyers tomorrow. I believe that game is here.
It is. Next two are here. And they get a day off today. Get a day off to kind of soak in that 8-1 beating, that punishment they gave the Bruins yesterday.
So the Caps have 146 goals. I'm just kind of looking to see where that ranks. Okay, the Penguins have 146, so they're tied with the Penguins in the Eastern Conference, and then going down to the West. Colorado also has 146. So they're tied with two other teams for the most goals.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so explosive.
Guys, you should be on edge today because today is the NHL trade deadline. I know you guys are pumped for that.
That's right. 3 o'clock, correct? That's the deadline?
Yeah.
Remember, Alan May said they were definitely going to make a move. They had to. What did he say? What kind of piece did he think they were going to go after, Cakes? Do you remember?
I thought he said centerman, but I could be wrong.
That's correct. He said they need center help.
Yeah, so we'll see. It'll probably be a minor move, if anything, right?
I would guess.
That would be a major one, but they're always tweaking at the deadline. We got to talk about the Nats, Lurch.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Bad start for the Nats, obviously. All right, so, you know, they had the COVID deal. They had four games postponed. Then they finally play. They beat the Braves in the walk-off. Then they get swept. And then they go out to L.A., and they got shut out twice. So they've been shut out three times in the last four games. The offense is just struggling. Saturday was good. They scored a bunch of runs, and Soto hit the two bombs. But Corbin was terrible. It's just been a bad start, you know, 1-5. And, you know, it doesn't help that you're playing really good teams to start the year, especially when you're shorthanded like they were. But 1-5 for the Nats.
They
not
still
good.
Have four guys out, right? They're still not at full strength.
Still not at full strength. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. And, you know, Max was pretty good yesterday, but when you can't score, and they didn't, so it's tough. And, you know, I'm sure Riz is pissed. Now they got to go to St. Louis for three starting tonight. And Strasburg's got to come up big to snap this losing streak. That's why he gets paid all those bucks. He's got to come up big tonight.
Well, but like you say, it hasn't necessarily been the pitching. It's been the bats, right?
It's been the bats, although Corbin was really bad in his first start.
Yeah, but I think they have they been shut out three times so far out of their first six games? I mean,
yeah, three of the last four. Yeah, three of the last four.
But as you, FP said after about the second or third game, I think at this point, they have 156 games left. So
true.
There's plenty of time.
There is.
You know. It's not like it's the 60-game sprint where it's over.
Look, no one's panicking.
Bad start.
It's just a bad start, and you don't want to dig too big of a hole. No, they're currently 3.5 back of the Phillies. Phillies won yesterday 7-6, but you know, it's a tough division. It's not like you can climb out of it real easy. Right. You know what I mean? So let's see what happens tonight, 7:45 start with Strassi. I wish Valdez was here because, you know, remember he was calling the Red Sox lineup trash and they were all old and decrepit. Well, they only lead the American League in runs after beating the Orioles 10-7 yesterday. So, I'll make sure I remind him. Oh, six straight wins, by the way, too. I'll remind him of that.
Yeah, please send him a text. Let him know.
I should. All right, so I found this kind of interesting. There was a story I read on CBS that the Eagles are fielding calls or making calls possibly to move up for a quarterback. It's kind of interesting. The draft is in, about 17 days or something like that, Casey?
Yeah, that's right.
But ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported that Philadelphia might actually – look for a quarterback who's falling in the draft, if it's Lance or if it's Fields. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe Mac Jones. But I don't know if they're 100% sold on Jalen Hurts. Fowler said people I've talked to think that the Eagles could go quarterback somewhere in this draft just to either get insurance for Hurts or competition for Hurts.
Yeah, I mean, now teams that are drafting quarterbacks in the first and second round are they're looking at quarterbacks the next year. Because Tua was drafted very high just last year, and there's rumblings that, you know, they're not happy with the way he came out of the gates and might potentially draft a quarterback, though I think that talk has kind of subsided of late. And Hurts was a second-round pick just last year, and now you're hearing rumblings that the Eagles could take a quarterback in the top 10. So, yeah, I mean, more than ever, it's super important to find that signal caller. If you don't have him in your building, if you don't presently have him, you're always looking for him, and that's what you're seeing.
And again, it's going to be interesting to see if teams really – let's just say San Francisco really likes Mac Jones. Or they like Lance, or they like Fields, but they really want Jones. All right, and they take Jones at three. But let's just say there's four or five teams that really like Lance or Fields. Well, then it could be just a frenzy of teams trying to trade up and move up to four,
right,
or move up to five, or – you know, move up to six.
The Falcons are in a great spot sitting there at number four because they're going to have some super horny teams trying to get up there to get one of those guys.
I think they are. And, you know, you can eliminate Carolina because Carolina made that trade for Darnold. So
right. Take
them out of the mix. So that's one less team you got to worry about. But there could be, you know, like I said, three or four teams that really want one guy and they try and trade up for that spot.
It's so crazy how these quarterbacks sort of jockey for different positions. You know, if Mac Jones ultimately does go like three or whatever to San Francisco, you could easily have a scenario where Trey Lance goes ahead of him, Mac Jones goes ahead of him, obviously Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence go ahead, or Justin Fields is like the fourth or fifth quarterback going or whatever. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
He was like the for sure locked in number two guy all last season.
Or maybe he goes three. Maybe San Francisco really likes him. You know, who knows what
I mean,
believe.
Maybe. Yeah.
You just never know.
I'm just shocked that so many people like Lance over him. That's mind blowing to me. But maybe I've just got a total bad read on Lance.
Yeah, well, either we'll that see. Or maybe they don't. You know, let's see who goes first. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see who goes. You know, we think Wilson's going two to the Jets. All right, so let's just plug him in there. It's going to be interesting to see what the pecking order of Jones, Lance, and Fields is after that. After we've heard so many different reports. I assume it's going to be Jones, Lance, Fields, but that's just based on what we read. Who knows?
I know, but that's crazy.
I know.
It's so crazy.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it was complete opposite. I really wouldn't.
When we come back, we will take you through the Junkies Weekend Parlay. We'll tell you what hit, what didn't, and we'll also tell you something that happened for the first time in 30 years next here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. On a Monday. So if it was a Monday, it means we just came out of the weekend, which means we are sifting through the wreckage of another Junkies Weekend Parlay. For those of you that don't know, we pick a game heading into the weekend. We parlay it on FanDuel, and we try to turn like $6 into, had we won this weekend, we would have been chopping up $3,764.81. But the problem is we need all six picks to hit to cash in that big fat winner. Right. It hasn't happened yet, and it didn't happen again this weekend. And just to take everybody quickly through the picks, Jason led off with the Nats money line against the Dodgers. That did not hit.
Nope. Plus 280. I told you I wasn't loving it, but the value was too good. I had to do it. They lose 1-0.
Yep. I'm hot of late with NBA underdogs. I took the Wiz at the Warriors. The Warriors imploded late. Wiz get a win there at plus 168. So that leg of the parlay hit. Drab had, I guess, a parlay within the parlay.
He had a same-game parlay, yeah.
Plus 340. He had Zach LaVine plus hitting 25 or more points in the game and the Bulls to win. He hits 50, but the Bulls somehow lose to the Hawks.
I think LaVine had 50 at halftime.
Yeah, I mean, he was like scorching hot in that game. So
essentially, this was a seven-game parlay.
Pretty much, yes. EB had the Rahm versus McIlroy Masters heads-up tournament bet.
He was a chopper. Rory was such a chopper.
That did not come through. Cody had the Caps Sabres over 5.5. That was a minus 134 pick on the ticket. That hit. And the listener called in with an upset hockey pick as well with the Rangers over the Islanders. That came through. So our Junks Weekend Parlay, a very paltry 3-3. We're going to have to get back at it this upcoming weekend.
I'm going to, you know,
0-10. No, 0-10. Yes.
I made a value pick where I thought McIlroy might be able to rebound like he did last year after the rough first round. He didn't. He missed the cut. I'm going back to just picking a solid winner. I don't care what the odds are. I'm not going to be outrageous, but solid winner. But it is annoying because, you know, a lot of people send our six-game parlay to friends or whatever. People put $5 on it or whatever. And then somebody sent me a message from one of their buddies. They sent them our six-game parlay. And then he said, yeah, whatever. And he sent back, he had just hit, I think it was a three-game parlay for $17,000. I think it was a $40 wager on three bets. It was, I think it was like Zach LaVine over 40, and he had whatever he had, right? You guys were just talking about it. Yeah. Another guy over 40,
Trey Young.
Then another dub, and at $40 paid $17,000.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I know. He just got hooked.
I mean, well, he got hooked.
That's what we should be doing.
Maybe instead of a six-gamer, we should just do like a three-gamer. But again, I mean, what were the odds? I mean, who knew these guys were going to have like over 40? Or I mean,
I don't know. It feels like these guys score 40 all the time. Trey Young scoring 40
points. Predict
that.
Gary Trent Jr. had a 40-point game.
Yeah,
this past weekend. I mean, it's just stupid.
How do you predict that?
You don't. Yeah, it's a grasper. That's why the odds are so long.
Because most of the time you're going to lose that. You know, you get lucky once in a while. But most of the time you're going to lose it.
Right.
You know, I mean. For someone to hit that three-teamer for $17,000, I mean, he hit a powerball.
Yeah. $40 is a lot to put on two guys scoring 40 points.
Sure, yeah, is that lucky? That's a healthy bet right there. That's a healthy wager.
But I know what you're saying, EB. It's, you know, it's hard, you know, to take all these dogs, which, you know, I took a plus 280. Cakes took a plus 170, hit it. I'm not sure what Drab's bet was. I think it was plus 340 with the same game parlay.
Plus 340, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a lot of action, a lot of value, but it's hard to hit. It's hard to hit all those.
It's definitely hard to hit. There's no question. I'm bitter that I kind of strayed away from my go-to, which is just find a winner and don't worry about the payout. I got a little bit caught up in the odds. The value was too much there for
Rory. Yeah, because you were almost plus 4-1. Yeah, he's lost.
Yeah.
He's lost in the sauce. And but you originally thought that was just for the second round.
I did think, but I would have lost that too.
You would have lost it too. Yeah. Exactly.
I would have lost that too.
I mean, he was terrible, Cakes. But we'll do it again on Friday.
We will. We'll run it back. It's what we do. It's all we know. This is what
we're gonna
we do.
Hit one. We're gonna hit one, but we're never gonna hit one for like $17,000.
Probably not.
No, we're only putting $6 up.
Yeah.
No, we might hit one. We're going to hit one for like $182.
Now, did you guys see what happened over the weekend? That's rarer even than the Junkies Weekend Parlay coming through. And I didn't realize I didn't realize this was as rare as apparently it is. Anthony, I'm guessing it's Neuer, made Professional Bowlers Association Tour history on Sunday by picking up the rare 7-10 split in the U.S. Open semifinal matchup. He's 18, by the way. He became just the fourth player to accomplish the feat during a PBA Tour TV broadcast, which I didn't even know was still a broadcast. First to do it on air since 1991.
That's right. All right. I don't know anything. I think I've done this on Wii, by the way.
I don't know anything about bowling. What's a explain a 7-10
so
split?
The two corner.
The two end pins.
You know that.
The two end pins.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
So, you don't know what a 7-10 split is?
No. Explain right, what, so it's a two, what happens.
So you know how it's like a triangle, right?
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
So he hit the right pin. He smashed it off the wall, and then the pin went sliding across, and it knocked the other one. And I didn't realize it was that rare either.
I had no clue.
So those were the
I know it's hard.
So those are the only two that were up.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, and he
had the split after his first bowl.
I didn't realize. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I would have thought that was more common than that.
Yeah, me too.
I would have thought too, especially for pros.
Right. I want to know for people that are in like bowling leagues, the 7-10 split, have you ever seen anybody hit that? Have you ever seen anybody hit? I need D Woods to call in. I need all these guys that are in leagues.
I really didn't realize it was as rare as it is. Because, I mean, look, I'm a hack bowler. I think the last time I went bowling was when we went bowling after a Rady's bonus party eons ago. And but anytime like there's a 7-10 split, you know you're not going to pick it up. Like that's like a pro move. Like that's like a professional move.
Yeah, but even pros apparently don't hit it on TV.
Right. It's impossible. It's almost impossible to pick it up.
See, I thought the way you hit it is you hit the right side of it and it has to slide all the way across. He hit the left side of the pin, smashed it off the wall, and then it slid all the way across.
Oh yeah, I know nothing about bowling, but I think you always attack the left pin. You always go left and make the pin go right.
Well, that's not what he did.
No, okay.
He did it the other way?
He hit the inside of the pin on the
right
side.
He hit the inside of the right pin.
Okay.
It smashed off the wall.
And then went left?
And then flew across the lane. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
see, I always try to hit the outside of the pin to make it slide across.
Well, that's why you never pick up.
Of course, it's always woefully short.
That's why you never get it. That's why you never got one.
I didn't know that's how you do it.
So that's the first time that's happened in 30 years?
On TV.
On TV, right.
Yeah. So do we have anybody that's calling? We got to get some guys that are in bowling leagues. Have you ever seen this happen? Have you ever done this before? Is it that rare? I could swear I've done this before. On Wii bowling, which I could equate to regular bowling cakes. Wii bowling might be the
thing.
Most similar of all the video
thing.
Games
right.
to sports. Wii bowling might be the one that's the most similar. I feel like it is, anyway.
I mean, I'm watching the video. I mean, he's excited, but I would have thought he would have been going way nuttier than he actually did.
Maybe it's just one of those fluky things where pros do pick them up. But they just haven't happened to capture it on film in a while. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Let's be honest. How much bowling is on TV these days?
I mean, I honestly can't recall the last time I've seen or tuned into bowling on TV.
Used to be on, you know, a lot more when we were younger. I think it was actually on Fox Sports 1. Like, I'm not even sure ESPN even carries it.
Right.
If that was the only thing on television, I wouldn't watch it. If it was the only thing.
No, I sometimes will watch it.
I couldn't watch it.
Would you watch Bags? Do you watch that when that's on?
I have before, just to see how good they are, and they're just outrageously good.
They're outrageously good.
Because I've played it in my buddy's backyard before, all right? So I played it a few times a year, so I want to see how good they are, but that's the only reason.
All right, let's go to Dave in Silver Spring. Dave, what's up, buddy? Line one. Dave, you're on with the Junkies. How are you?
How you doing, fellas?
What's up,
hey,
Dave?
Buddy? What's the story?
Hey, as far as, you know, I bowl, and as far as this 7-10 split and 10 pins, it's so hard because the pins are so big that you very rarely leave this, especially the pros. It's more of a, for the non-pro person that would leave it, you'd have to hit the side to get something like that. But it's just, it's so hard to leave it, and it's so hard to make because the pins are so, you'd have to normally slot it, or and the mats are so close, you can't get the fly back. So it's so impossible to make. It's just, you would think that it would be simpler, but it's just not. It's just so hard to, you literally just have to hit it by like a micro fraction of a pin. It just it's so hard to think about.
You have to hit it like just like barely hit it, but hit it hard enough to bounce it off the wall.
Yes, you got to basically just touch it, but a hair's the pairs to slide it across because you can't pop it. Sometimes the pros can pop the pins out of the back, but it's very rare. It's so hard for them to do.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever executed it? No.
No. I'll be honest.
Have you ever seen anyone execute it?
Not in 10 pins. No. Now, in the duck pins, which is a different sport, it's a lot more common to hit. It's hard, but it's a lot easier because the pins are smaller. You can make them fly both from the side and in the back. But in 10 pins, no. I mean, that's why, like you said, you very rarely see that on TV ever. Mm-hmm. They just normally never leave it, and it's just so impossible to make.
Gotcha. All right.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Well, there's a friend of mine who's telling me that one of the reasons it's so rare is that they never leave those two pins.
That's
left.
What he was saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah, so there's
they're
rarely
so
the
good
opportunity.
That they never
yeah,
butcher
that's
the
point.
First, the
that's
first
true.
Roll. Or
right.
You call
and
it.
I didn't even know what it was. No idea.
That is shocking news.
No idea.
Shocking. Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, coming up later in the show, Peter LaViolette is going to join us. Different time this week. He'll be on the show at 9:20. We're the Junks on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.